the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he sins to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you, a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my Heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, everybody, a storm is coming. No? A storm is coming. No? People in Florida, they should be prepared for a storm through the months of June through November. Storm is coming, and we hear every year, one way or another, storm is coming, but the storm is on our way. Unfortunately, a storm is on our way. And we cannot think about what is going to happen. It has already created so much damage for millions of people in the islands. For us, it would be our faith. It would be tornadoes. It would be constant rain. We do not know how we prepare for this kind of events. No? A week ago, it was tornadoes and other stuff going in through the aftermath of Harvey in Texas. And one of these newspapers, they were asking a simple question to those people who are being rescued in a short notice from the front waters. The rescuer is coming, and then the correspondent, I think, for the Washington Times, they were asking, what do you do when these things happen? You know, so they are interviewing few people. So one woman, was asked, what do you do? What do you take with you? What do you bring with you? Being rescued, what do you bring with you? And she was saying, I'm taking a few sick logs, putting together toothpaste and toothbrush, and also the certificates of birth certificates of my children and my marriage certificate. Another woman was telling that she is picking up her minimum things in a trash bag so that she won't overburden the humanity with her stuff. But she was particular to put a few lipsticks, thinking that if everything she is gone, at least she can put some lipstick. But the question today is, this is a kind of a good question for us. What we will bring with us? This kind of a thing we don't know. Anytime, everywhere, things can happen on a short notice. Choices. What choice we? What do we bring with us? These are time of natural disasters, but also a time of reflecting on our own choices. Some of us, especially the readings today, the message of today is all about community, building up of community, solidarity. I was thinking about that simple book one time I used to read. Everything I learned in kindergarten. So the lessons I learned in my kindergarten, that means watch out for the traffic, hold on to the hand,
the traffic in the, so this is a kind of like the early church felt in the absence of Jesus, what the church can do with the reality we call the onslaught of sin. That is what we call only traffic here means, the sin, the reality of sin. In the reality of sin for among the disciples of Jesus. Conflict, great conflict. Think about our growing up in a family, how much conflict happens. Just growing up with siblings, and conflict with parents, conflict with one another. So this is part and parcel of human experience. Conflict. This conflict is not only in a family, but in a community of faith, in our own parish family. Conflict. Watch out. That's all we can do. Watch out. See everything, okay? Watch out. Watch out. There is a reality of sin. That's why that Ezekiel tells us, God appointed each one of us with the baptism of sin as a watchman. Watchman. We see things. We are to watch. Well, and also, if somebody is a victim of this sin and ends up in wickedness, then God will take account of us unless we help this person. We are all having a duty. Watch me. The gift of baptism. Support one another. Look out for one another. Hold on to the hands of one another. So that's why that stick together with the word. That's why St. Paul reminds us the most important lesson. When we stick up together, we need to display the fundamental Christian quality. He talks about the love for one another. As Christians, we are watchmen. We see everything. We see that how we can do certain good things, how we can do some smart things, how we all can do some stupid things, how we can all end up in trouble for one another. So we see everything. But then how we approach this situation, and sticking together, using the fundamental Christian quality we call love. Love for one another, love for our neighbor. Using so then Christian quality of love, we will be having a forbearance with one another. Our charity, truly a charity, bear one another. That's the end of the story. See everything. But we don't head on to the collision. See everything but forbearance. That means we will be kind of very particular about worrying so many things about others. The worry will be centered mostly on us. When we look at one person with a way of criticism, three fingers came to us. No? And then finally, wait for the miracle. Wonder. Have an eye for wonder. The wonder is Jesus made that command when two or three gather. He is God. The presence of God. The presence of God in the storm. The presence of God in the mystery of our own lives. In the mystery of the conflict. Presence of Christ, the truth of faith, the mystery of Christ. So today, brothers and sisters, as we prepare to receive Holy Communion, let us try to remember that the basic lessons. Watch out. Watch out. Let us have an open mind to see the distress and distractions that this natural disaster brings to us. And
also the personal sins and the sins of the community. Let us stick together. Let us stick together in that fundamental quality of Christian love to which God calls us to build up our journey. And let us also trust in God's providence. We are especially thankful. May God's love protect us and our families. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.